soon as you can. I'm Michelle Bash.
When Omicron could show up in our region and how labs are scanning for it. I'm Megan Cloherty.
How much longer will Maryland kids have to wear masks in schools? I'm Kate Ryan.
Big time down day on Wall Street. Closing bell. The Dow was off 462.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has put out a statement saying it's a difficult day for baseball as a collective bargaining agreement expired about an hour ago. Manfred commented on what he calls disappointing negotiations that have now led to the league's first work stoppage since 1995. CBS sports writer RJ Anderson.
Players feel like they haven't gotten a fair shake. They feel like there are a lot of corrosive issues. There's a lot of anti-competitive aspects that have gained steam within Major League Baseball. You know, the unwillingness to really embrace their standing as an entertainment industry. You know, teams have seemingly taken that for granted.
The players' union has called the lockout calculated and dramatic. The first known U.S. case of the Omicron variant has been detected in California.
The nation's top infectious disease expert advises Americans to keep adhering to CDC guidance.
Get vaccinated. If you're not already vaccinated, get boosted.
And keep wearing masks in congregate settings. Dr. Anthony Fauci says this first U.S. case of Omicron, a seemingly mild breakthrough infection, won't offer scientists much as they investigate whether the variant defeats existing vaccines. But Fauci does offer this assurance to a COVID-weary American public.
There's no doubt that this will end. I promise you that. This will end.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Japan is ditching its strict travel ban over Omicron. Here's CBS's Lucy Kraft.
Less than 24 hours after the Japanese government ordered airlines to stop taking reservations for all incoming flights, officials said they have dropped the blanket ban on arrivals. The ban would have prevented Japanese nationals as well as foreigners resident here from returning home after two foreign travelers in recent days tested positive for the Omicron variant.
Former DOJ lawyer Jeffrey Clark could get hit with contempt charges from the House soon. Clark has refused to testify on the January 6th insurrection, but the panel says it's giving him another shot to cooperate with its investigation. Authorities in Michigan are still asking why a 15-year-old reportedly went on a deadly rampage at his high school, killing four students. But Sheriff Mike Bouchard says school officials did call the teen in before the violence.
The day before, it was a meeting with school personnel about some concerning behavior. And the meeting the day of was with school personnel and parents.
The teen will be charged as an adult. China and North Korea's nuclear threats will likely be big topics of the conversation when South Korea and U.S. defense chiefs meet Thursday. Washington has been pushing to reinforce its alliances. Officials are also expected to announce some sort of upgrade to its military partnership. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt.
Wake up with WTOP News on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, set an alarm for 7 a.m. to WTOP.
WTOP, Washington's top news, traffic and weather, on air on the WTOP app and
on Alexa.
WTOP at 103. Good Thursday morning. Welcome in, everybody. December 2nd, 2021. Cloudy, might see a spotty shower this overnight early morning. Not as chilly. Low of 43 by Thursday daybreak. We're at 46 now. I'm Dean Lane. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your Thursday morning ride. Topping the local stories we are looking at for you as we do head into this day together. The first confirmed COVID case involving the Omicron variant is here in the United States this morning in San Francisco. And the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is tracking other cases, it says, in other states, but has not yet announced which states. Here at home, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is urging calm as the world waits for more data on the new COVID-19 variant. And he says there are things residents can do now.
If Omicron does come to Maryland, we will find it and track it down.
To do that, the governor wants more people to get tested. So
the Maryland Department of Health and the Maryland Department of Transportation will immediately make rapid tests available
at the international terminal at BWI Airport.
Hogan adds,
state health officials are strongly encouraging all eligible Marylanders to get a booster shot as soon as possible.
Maryland has now administered more than 1 million booster shots. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
Meantime, labs across our region are scanning thousands of past positive COVID tests looking for the variant.
It probably is just a matter of time.
Dr. Amy Mathers with UVA Health says it's unclear whether Omicron will be able to spread like the Delta variant has, but her lab is scanning past COVID positive tests in Central Virginia to determine if it's already arrived in our region.
What we're sequencing today is positives that we had from mid-November.
So far, her lab has sequenced 5,000 tests and is one of a few labs statewide looking for the new mutation of COVID-19.
It's convergent evolution, which is the idea that, like, wings are a good idea and birds and bats and bees all have wings, but they didn't come by them the same evolutionary path, and that's what we're seeing with these viral variants as they emerge.
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
WTOP at 106. The members of the Maryland State Board of Education agree that at some point there should be an off-ramp for schools when it comes to the state mask mandate. The question this morning is when and how schools could end the requirement.
Maryland State Superintendent of Schools Mohammed Chaudhry asked that the current mask mandate remain in place for now. But he agreed there should be what state school board members called an off-ramp, a way to determine when schools could lift the current requirement. Chaudhry told board members,
one thing that's very important, first and foremost, is keeping our schools open.
But he said that would have to be balanced with safety. The board voted to have state officials settle on what metrics ought to be included before considering next steps. The current mask requirement expires in late February. The board could extend it, let it expire, or pass an entirely new regulation. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP at 106. Graduating high school is a good first step, but it is no guarantee kids are prepped for college or whatever comes next. A new program in D.C. aims to help out on this.
Talking about the Fellowship Initiative partnering with BAM, the Becoming a Man program.
BAM is a big deal for Dunbar.
Nadine Smith is principal of Dunbar High, one of four D.C. schools launching the combined programs targeting Black and Latino young men.
Giving them more opportunities around academics, socially emotional learning, just in how to become prepared for their tomorrow.
The program will follow students throughout high school.
A lot of this work is ultimately about self-determination and our students having the tools to be able to decide how they move forward in their future.
Chrissy King, WTOP News.
WTOP at 107.
What if you were wearing something sexy? What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-